Pew, 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 pew. Bottom Nation, what is up, Bottom Nation? A few things. Merch is back. AshleyGavin.com or we'rehavinggaysex.com. Go check it out. Patreon.com/WHGS. I'm going to be doing a special, and we're funding it on there, and lots of bonus content. We're making much more YouTube content. We're bringing on new team members. We're moving into a studio. Now is the time. If you're like, oh, I've been listening a while, I'd like to donate $1, and we have a sale on the annual subscriptions, so $10 a year would really, really help right now. So patreon.com/WHGS. Tour dates! Charlotte, Philly, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Ohio, all kinds of places. And I will text you when I'm coming so you never have to listen to this again. Just go sign up for the text list and you can ignore this for the rest of your life. And just a general thank you for everyone who's been coming to shows. They've been so fun. They've been so amazing. What a gift to be able to go to a place like Des Moines and do a sold-out show. Thank you. It's so fun. And then this week, we have our first Olympian, Olympic silver medalist, Erica Sullivan. Wow, a swimmer for the United States Olympic team. Just came off from nationals. What an incredible guest. We talk about her rigorous schedule, scheduling in sex, feeling like she went from bottom to top because of all the time that she was spending swimming, just feeling like she wanted to lie down until that kind of wrapped up a little bit and she could get a little more toppy. And we talk about sex in the Olympic Village. Great episode. I can't believe we're... Thank you. Thank an Olympian. Did you ever think the We're Having Gay Sex podcast would be up on the podium? We're up on the podium, Bottoms. You, Bottom Nation. We should come up with a national anthem for Bottom Nation to have up on the podium. The best bottoms in the world. My bottoms. All right, I have to stop.
Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I think, like, one thing you learn about being in, like, swim is, like, the water is disgusting. Because, like, we're not allowed to, like, get out and go to, like, take a pee break in the middle of practice. So you just pee in the water. Like, that's such a normal thing. Everyone's peeing in the pool.
This is like a whole new, no one is talking about this.
I don't think you understand. Like, even in the Olympic pool, like, all of us have peed in the Olympic pool. Every single one of us.
So there's so much piss play going on at the Olympics is what you're trying to tell me.
Oh, for sure.
You heard it here first.
I gotta start by saying that a few people, Bree, they wrote in, and they were upset that the birders were called out.
Oh,
I had a few bird watching people write in. Erica, are you caught up? Because you're a listener.
No, I'm not caught up. I've been in Irvine Nationals for like training for Nationals for like the last like 3 weeks now. So I'm like 3 episodes behind.
Okay, way to flex on why you're behind on the podcast. I'm in a national swimming competition. I don't have time to listen to your garbage. So did you even know that Bree was here?
No.
Surprise.
No, surprise. Kate's working on some projects, so Kate, very sadly, has left the podcast, and Bree is filling in the meantime.
And I'm just here offending birders across the nation.
Yes.
The bird-watching community is passionate.
They are. They're really passionate, and I'm not sure that how do I say this without offending the bird community? The bird community. The bird-watching community. Myself.
The birds are also pissed.
The birds are very pissed because birds are very voyeuristic. They like to be watched. That's why they're the only type of animal. No one goes pig watching. You go bird watching.
No, I actually had some DMs too. I had some DMs of people saying, hey, listen, I listened to the pod and I like to watch birds. So I just, you know, I was really enjoying you temp co-hosting until I heard that you hate me as a bird watcher. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to double down here. I do. And then I just blocked all of them. I just blocked all of them.
The other far less prevalent write-in that I got is that you're roasty. Like, you roast the shit out of me. And some people were worried. They were like, are you okay?
They're like, can you handle that?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, some people are very sensitive to that type of humor.
Yeah.
I'm not. It is my love language to be roasted.
And I know you're not. That's why I'm just doming you every episode. You like
and
it. I know you
I
like
am
it.
Bent over, Brie. I'm bent over.
You're topping the shit out of Ashley.
Exactly.
And I'm loving every now and then. I'm tired of topping the podcast. That's why I brought in Brie.
You get to pillow princess it up.
Yes. Oh my God. I would
Ash
love
gets
that.
To just lay back and relax for a bit.
Yeah. I fucking wish. Oh my God. I wish I could just let life top me right now, but unfortunately, I have been raw dogging life so fucking hard. I'm sore. My hips are sore. Please, I'm tired.
You're waking up. You're waking up in the morning. You can't walk to the bathroom.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Anyway, so thank you, Erica. Mm-hmm. We haven't even introduced Erica, who I've mostly introduced as a listener, but that is the least important thing that they do. We have I wish I had the soundboard here. We have our first ever Olympian on the fucking podcast today.
That is
a
wild.
A silver medalist swimmer for Team USA, and I used to be proud of that. Give it up.
It's true. It's so true.
I know. America's on fire, but at least we have a gay silver medalist. A lot of gay athletes,
my gosh.
I'm sure.
Thank
I would
God.
Love to talk about that. Erica Sullivan is in the pod today in the online studio. Thank you for
Hello.
Doing this.
No, thank you for having me. Like, when I saw you followed me, I was like, oh my God. I put it on like my private Snapchat story and all of my little lesbian, which is a very niche group, but my lesbian swimmer friends were like, oh my God, you have to go on the podcast. I was like, we'll see what happens. So I'm
excited. Is it a niche group? Because I was on... I'm like, is it though? Is it? Erica, I creeped your Instagram and I was trying to guess based on faces who was gay in all your cool group athlete photos. It looked
I love
like
that
a lot
you're
of
doing
gay faces.
Gay face analysis. I totally agree with gay face analysis, just FYI.
Yeah.
So it's funny you say that because my girlfriend also says the same thing where like my house that I live in, which is full of swimmers, they're like, oh, like everyone in that house is gay. But there is actually only one other gay person on my swim team.
So this is the thing about female athletes. Like, because I'm a season ticket holder for the WNBA, the Liberty. Go Lib.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, Brie, you got to come to New York. We got to go to a game. If they make the playoffs,
oh my God,
you should
I would
come
love
to New
that.
York. We got to go to a game. But so many of them are straight. But because they kind of exist in a field that is outside of the male gaze, like, it's very intimidating, I think, for men to date a female athlete, a very physically strong, often tall, you know, like, just not what the male gaze typically promotes. And also, like, a really intense type A, like, type of person, I would imagine. Like, so we're all the lesbians, we're reading them as gay. But the reality is, this is just a straight woman living outside of the lens of the male gaze, which is how lesbians often live. You know, you see what I'm saying?
There was a lot of words, but we got there.
Cool. Thank you, Brick. Keeping a word count.
I agree. Okay, here's the thing. I am not athletic at all. So I am in awe of anyone who's athletic, and you're like the top tier. So this is amazing. But to give you a little insight, when I was in high school, I joined the soccer team as an assistant so that I could just come on the trips with the women's soccer team.
Yes,
because I was
so
like,
gay.
I'm gay and I need to get in here somehow, but I literally cannot function.
I need a way in. Like, you need waters. Waters
so you
for
were just,
anyone.
You were like running over with the water bottle. Can I spray you? Do you want to be sprayed down?
I was literally the ball bitch. I was like the one that taking in all the balls and the little cones to practice. I just
You're
wanted
like falling
to be
over
like,
and they're like, do you need help? You're like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. I just wanted to be included. So that's my connection to sports.
God, I love that so much. But Erica, do you find that that's true? That like, what are the straight women saying about dating? Is it hard? Straight athletes?
They usually stay in the athlete field. I feel like one common trait within athletes are like, we are one pretentious group of women. we think we're better than like everyone. So it's so much of like D1 athlete blood. So like you stay within D1 athletes. But they just date like really shitty men. Like, come on. Like, yeah, D1 basketball players, D1 football players, like they're horrible.
Yeah, I would think that you have some of like the most strong feminist like energy as far as straight women are concerned, and then you have like some of the broiest, douchiest men. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, like, if you're a man listening to this and you're also a D1 athlete, I find it hard to believe that there's even one. Like, look, I love my straight male listeners, but I really don't think that you guys are D1 athletes. I don't think you're listening.
I don't think
right
that's
now.
The demographic.
No, that is not the demographic.
My male listeners are betas, 100%. They're shrimpy, shrimpy little bottom bitches. They love to get pegged, and we love them for that. But they're douchey guys.
They're the worst. And like, we'll have like my teammates who can like, you know, like squat 100 kilograms like it's nobody's business effortlessly, and they're like crying over getting ghosted over this like skinny legged basketball boy. I'm like, come on, you're better than this.
Yes.
Let's not succumb to these norms.
You're better than this. Eat some pussy. Well, I'm just so glad that you're here. So wait, I have a couple questions. Because you lived in the Olympic Village.
Yes.
Is there as much sex that has been written about? Because people talk about banging in the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say, because I was in a COVID year, it was like not as relevant. But like, some girls got down and dirty, like making out with Aussie boys on concrete slabs, like because you can't really go into each other's rooms. So like, you're like outside in the village. It felt very like middle school in like a playground.
And also, like, the people are like very hot. Like, everyone is so fucking hot.
I was just like, I'd also like to clarify for this imagery in my mind that everyone's on these concrete slabs and they're all super hot.
Well, they're in their peak physical shape of their entire life. And then I'm also sure that after you finish your event, there's like a pressure valve release. Like, you finish event and the thing you've been working for literally your whole life is over. And now you can come. Like, now you can really, like, let loose. You don't have to worry about getting sick. You can eat ass. Like,
the 3 years of training for the Olympics was like the most intense edging of my life.
Yes.
Like, it was horrific. So when it was finally over, it just felt like we could breathe again. And like, everyone, most people in my friend group on the Olympic team were in like their 20s and their late teens, so we're in our college years. And it just finally felt like we can actually be like college kids. And it was like summer camp. It fully turned into like Olympics with like really disciplined athletes to like summer camp, where it was just chaos.
Did you have like a sex schedule? Could you not fuck on certain days?
Like during training?
Yeah.
I was living at home until the age of 20 to train. So I was pretty much celibate. Like, me getting laid was maybe like a once or twice a year occasion. It was a little treat to get me going.
Wow.
See, sex is my Olympics. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. No, dry humping is your Olympics.
You're right.
Gosh, be specific.
I have to be specific and dry. I do enjoy, you guys can't see it. I have a strong forearm.
Mm. Oh God.
I'm sorry. Cut, Alex. Mm. Don't cut, but cut. Alex, I acknowledge that this should be cut, but do not cut. I have to ask, like, one of the things that I really connect with athletes on is that I have goals that no one understands, and you know, comedy is in a weird way similar, because you are working a muscle, you're working a very specific routine, you know what I mean? Like, you're perfecting things, like you're watching back tape, you like look at it and you're like, oh, how can I make changes to make this better? And I understand what you're doing is much harder than what I do, but but I feel like I have always wanted to talk to athletes about their training because I so identify with that unquenchable drive.
Yeah.
But one of the differences is you guys have objective clocks and medals. And I don't have as much of that. So in my mind, mine never ends. And you guys have this different problem where you get to this point and then you're like,
what's the higher level? Yeah.
What do I do with this now? So I'm curious about like how it felt, you know, winning a medal, and then how do you feel after? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like it was crazy because I feel like my experience was an experience that not a lot of people had in the village around the swim team, where like not only did I win the medal, but like my social media like blew up for a little bit. Like the lesbians and the Taylor Swift fans found me, and my life was a whirlwind for the next 2 weeks.
Wait, why the Taylor Swift fans?
Well, they found out that I was a gayler, which is like someone who believes that Taylor Swift is gay.
Who doesn't?
Right?
Aren't we all gaylers?
That's what I thought. And
apologies
then
to the Taylor Swift. I'd love to have you on my podcast when you inevitably come out. But
yeah, so the pro gayler stands were like, yeah, I love her. And then the anti gayler stands were like, shut up, you're no one. So it was just like,
wow. Yeah, the Swifties go hard with their beliefs.
The Swifties go crazy. And so that happened. I come home, back to Vegas, just won a medal a week ago. I turned 21 in my hometown of Las Vegas. Go crazy.
Yeah.
And then I pack up my bags and start college in Texas. And so there was just like a month there where I was just moving and nothing was processing. Like it just felt like I was high for the entire duration of it.
Yeah.
Like from the minute I won my medal to me getting an agent to signing deals to like starting school, none of it was real. It was a dream.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I feel like I hit a point where I kind of got in the flow of things. And like I said, like it, and I feel like people are like, wow, Olympic medalist, like you must get clout. It's really not. I sit in class every single day and I'm just hanging out. I'm still struggling. I mean, I have a girlfriend now, but like even before the girlfriend, I wasn't getting bitches. I really wasn't.
What?
No, that is such an overhyped stereotype.
I think it's this very specific type of fame where you have this short burst, because unfortunately, like, there are certain sports that Americans don't care about the other 3 years, or even the other 3 years and 300 days. Like,
literally.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here and taking the time.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll get into the gay sex. We're in the apartment. We didn't do intros.
I was just going to remind you. I was like, hold on.
Thank you.
We forgot pronouns, intros, who the fuck
yes,
we all are.
Yes, all of it. I also said we're in the apartment, and I am in a hotel in Omaha. We are not in the apartment. We are having gay sex.
I have trauma with Omaha. That's where I had my Olympic trials, and that was the most stressful week of my life.
Why would they do that in Omaha?
Omaha, Nebraska. It's just a terrible city to do it in.
Okay, to be fair, Omaha is great, and come to my show. Thank you very much. I love being here. I want to come back next year.
I'm sorry, people of Omaha. I have immense trauma due to Olympic trials.
I'm pretty sure the gay people in Omaha also have immense Omaha-related trauma. But
definitely.
I got to get into it. We're having gay sex with Erica Sullivan, Olympian. And Gaylor. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm Ashley. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. The tour is massive. I'm in Omaha. Please sign up for my text list. Don't use the website to remind yourself. Don't use social media. I get banned all the time. Use the text list. Use the email list. Please, for the love of fucking God. And patreon.com/WHGS. You get bonus episodes. And I'm expanding my team, and I could really use the help. So if you can donate just $1, we're hiring 2 new people. So this is nuts. So and it's to do things for you, like create a special, to pitch my TV show. Like, that's what it's going towards, going more content for you. Okay, was that good, Bree? Was that pitch good?
That was beautiful.
Okay,
you hit all the stops.
Thank you.
You could have bullied people a little harder on the text list, in my opinion.
Look, you little bitch. Bree, I wrote a song for you today.
Oh, I'm so excited. Let's hear it.
I don't know if I remember it, and it feels very vulnerable. Okay, I wrote it a few weeks ago.
Figure it out.
She's a good girl.
Yeah.
Her girlfriend plays hockey, loves Canada, and this podcast too. She's a good girl. She's gonna keep me from getting canceled. But she'll probably fail.
Keeps going. Okay.
Because no. I am an ass. She is Brie.
Okay, holy shit. This slaps. This
We're
is
Brie
so good.
Falling.
Okay, no. One that more. Was
We oh, love oh. Brie. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Ooh, I think you should have cut it the line before, but
We're Brie falling. Okay. Yep. All right, that's my Brie. It's Brianne Williamson.
That was incredible on so many levels.
I was listening to Tom Petty, obviously.
I love that. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Do you mind introducing yourself?
How the fuck do I follow that? Okay.
You don't. You quit. That's what you do. You say, I cannot be affiliated with
this.
There's
is
nothing
it.
You can do.
I think Ash might be in love with me.
I'm in love with you.
The fact that she just sang that song for me, and also you said I wrote this a few weeks ago. I'm holding on to this. I'm Brianne Williamson. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a cis lesbian from Canada, and you can find me everywhere at Brianne Williamson.
Maybe our last episode of the Breezin. It's the end of the Breezin. The snow is melting. The flowers are blooming. People are starting to birdwatch again. And so therefore,
it's time
for Brie to go. But I think Brie will be back because I don't really have a solution to the co-host problem yet. So Brie might be back. Listen to her fucking podcast.
I can explain podcast.
Erica, do you mind introducing yourself with all the things that people should know about you?
Yeah, my name is Eric Sullivan. I'm an Olympic silver medalist in the 1500 meter freestyle. I am a cis white lesbian, Asian American lesbian. Forgot the Japanese.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure you're Asian, but I wasn't going to be that person.
I thought my mom would be really disappointed in me. I do got a lot of Asian in there. But I go by pronouns she, her.
Can you imagine if I jumped in and I was like, no.
Erica, actually.
You're wrong.
Erica, you're wrong about your race. I believe you're Asian, and so therefore you are Asian.
Yeah, I did my research. You're Asian.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
But, yeah, my Instagram is at erica.sully. My Twitter is erica_sully, and my TikTok is erica.sully. So if you get a combo of one of those, you'll find me.
And what a gift. What a gift to be working with an athlete. So cool. I'm really excited. That's all you are to me. And Asian. So let's
oh my God.
Asian athlete Gaylor.
I think this is where I'm supposed to step in as the cancel counselor or whatever the hell you
Chancellor of
Chancellor Canceller.
There you go. This would be a moment for you to go, Ashley. Yeah. Da, da, da. And then I go, hold okay. So I think there's probably time for me to tell this story, but I want to do it succinctly.
What does succinctly mean?
Like quickly. Like okay. as short as possible with all the correct
short
information.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I went on vacation and I went with a girl and it was really fun.
You went with a girl?
Yes, I went with a girl.
You did not tell me this.
I know because there's like a little bit of tea behind it, and I can't get into it.
You didn't even tell me
That's
this.
So ominous.
I'm supposed to be your best friend.
I didn't tell anyone. I like told nobody.
What the heck?
My sister was like, I'm not even gonna say where I went. I'm gonna let Erica decide where I went. I went to a great island vacation spot. It had a little bit of everything. It had history. We went like to the beach. We went hiking. We, you know, all the stuff. Where did we go on vacation, Erica? This is Jeopardy now.
Did you have a passport?
It's 20 questions just about where I went. Yes, I brought a passport. There was the reason I can't say is because it might give away who I went with.
What? Oh my God, I'm so confused. I'm going to do some sleuthing later and try
to
figure this out.
Was it, was it Cabo?
I'm going to say it was Cabo. Just for the, it makes sense for it to be Cabo. I went to Cabo with a girl. I went to Cabo.
It wasn't Cabo, people. We're going to convene in my DMs and we're going to figure this out together.
No, please don't try and figure it out. Honestly, I just need some privacy. Please don't try and figure this out.
No, if you guys birders, get in my DMs. We're going to figure this out. It's the last thing we do.
Get the birders.
Okay, so I went to Cabo. And the reason is because this woman has ties to the area. That's why I'm... And I just don't want people to figure out who she is.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Don't figure it out.
Okay. Okay. No one's figuring it out. You posted one picture from the whole freaking vacation.
Everybody is like, my God, my God! Everyone's Googling. So I went, and because she has ties to the area, she was still working. So when I got there, she had one or two days where she had to work remotely. But also, I hadn't seen her in a while, and I was on vacation, and I'm doing I just won the Olympic silver medal. I've gotten through years of training. I have very pent up stress. I have to let loose. She's super attractive. And I was like, we wanted to have sex. We wanted to have sex so bad. And so she was like, look, I've got meetings today, but I don't have to participate. So let's just turn off the camera. Muted.
Oh my God.
And we did in fact have a soundtrack of a corporate Zoom meeting on in
no
the background.
Way.
Yes.
And did she have to like shake the mouse every once in a while?
Yeah, and like
to like
no, that's what the bed was for.
What if like she thought she heard her name? Like you pause and look over, like
yes, Erica, exactly. If that was the thing. But she was like, no, these are huge meetings with so many people. There's like not gonna, they're not gonna like, you know.
I do not trust technology enough. I would have been paranoid the whole time.
No, I know my camera would accidentally be on.
I know. She was literally like, she was like on top of me and it'd be like, can we just pause for 1 second? Because it feels like this might be pertinent information for your job. Like I was freaking out.
Oh my God.
I also feel like this is a borderline cancelable offense, but I want everyone to know that the camera was not facing us. So if the camera had turned on, there would have been a shot of the ceiling, not two lesbians having sex.
What if the audio turned on and it was just your jeans on her jeans against each other?
They're like, is someone trying to light a match? I hear the sound of intense dry friction. Is that an explosion I'm hearing?
And a good girl every now and again just sprinkled in.
We were being pretty quiet because I was being pretty quiet because I was like whispering. So I do feel that had it accidentally turned on, we would have been fine because I was so uncomfortable but also ragingly horny. So
had you guys ever had sex before?
Yeah.
Okay. So this wasn't like the first time or first
no,
meeting.
But it had been a while.
A terrible first time. That'd be a very stressful
what?
First time.
Yeah. You hear the sound of some guy named like Dave in the background being like, we didn't meet our quotas for the month. I mean, it was truly listening to that and also having just really good sex. And also it was more like... I will say it wasn't total sex. Like it was with lesbian sex, the lines between foreplay and sex I know are incredibly blurry, but to me it felt like light. Like we were messing around and we knew later after these meetings there would be more. You know what I mean? And this is where it gets really funny.
God.
There was a second meeting.
No. What are you about to say?
Where the newcomers on the team
No.
We're doing two truths and a lie. And no. So
no.
And so we were having sex to people being like,
no.
I was born and raised in Milwaukee.
Yeah, the most boring two truths and a lie too, because it's like corporate two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
I've won a chili competition. I've gone skydiving.
Also, these poor people trying to make a good impression and y'all are just fucking.
I mean,
even
in
listening
that way,
to their truths and lies.
In that way, they made a great impression. And then the girl that I was, because I was having a great time. And then the girl I'm with is like, I'm having sex right now. But Do you guys, oh, Brie, I'm getting the vibe that you think this is ethically wrong. Was this ethically wrong?
I don't know. I don't know if, yeah, I think so on certain levels for sure. But I mean, it sounds fun. It sounds like a fun time. And like, really, who cares? Like, if she's not running the meeting, like,
no, she's not
actually engaging with these people, then like, that's, you know, whatever.
I feel like that's a pretty common thing too, like within like college students and like the Zoom class era. Like,
what?
I'm sure that's happened. Yeah. Oh my God. Like, none of our, like, it got to the point where, like, last year, like, our professors required, like, a camera on policy.
Yeah.
Not yeah. me clutching my pearls at all the college students fucking while the Zoom classes are on.
I know, because we're millennials. We never had pandemic era. To me, this is now, like, a new form of risky borderline public sex. Like, you can go and totally. Have sex in a locked bathroom. You know what I mean? And someone's going to knock at the door. And instead, the knock at the door is, Lisa, you've been muted for half an hour. Lisa.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? To me,
yes,
that's what it felt like. Like, I knew I was doing something risky, mm-hmm. but I also had 100% confidence I wouldn't get caught. You know what I
mean? It's like because, vanilla like, voyeurism.
It's like bird watching in a way because A,
oh my God.
Birds trip. That's a well-known fact. And B, they do. They both have cloacas and they rub their... Okay, no. What
a
do you
cloaca?
Think, Erica?
What the fuck is a cloaca?
I have minimal bird education.
Thank God. So, Erica, we can be friends.
Okay, to the birding community, I see you are valid. I have not gone birding, but I have investigated going birding. And
which
I
is almost
birds,
worse.
Yes.
The investigation of the birding is
I've looked into it.
A lot.
Yeah. I see you and you are valid. And Brie is just joking. She has a very dry Canadian sense of humor. Okay. All right. Everyone calm down. But Erica, do you think what I did was unethical?
I mean, like, it just makes sense. Like, you got to do what you got. You're on vacation. There are no rules when you're on vacation.
You can flash a corporate meeting when you're on vacation.
Exactly.
Titties out on the Zoom. Like,
yes.
No rules.
Yeah.
There was one thing I wanted to say. The funniest moments were that the meeting was big enough that most people, well, what would happen was the boss would be like, okay, everyone gets to ask one question about the two truths and a lie. And then, of course, I had questions.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm trying to guess the lie.
You're playing two games. The one in bed and the two truths and a lie.
Yes.
Totally. And so I want to know, you know, what's the lie? So when the person is like, oh, you know, I want a chili competition, I want to be like, well, what kind of beans are in there? You know what I mean? I want ingredients. What's the secret sauce? And
questions about beans during sex is just, there's something very wrong. There's something very wrong with that.
I'm flicking the bean. I want to know, is it a pinto? Is it a black? We got a garbanzo. What are we working with here?
Exactly.
So then I'm like, chat, use the chat. Type in the questions. My God. So she got to participate a little bit. With
Lucky her.
I
let her participate.
Definitely what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
I let her do her job. And now I'm worried that I'm going to have a Pavlovian response to two truths and a lie. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's so
now,
true.
You know how everyone jokes about the foot fetishes? Like, oh, it started as a joke, and I can't come unless someone's like, all right, I can skateboard.
Your foreplay is just two truths and a lie. Oh, fuck.
You're like, I need another question. I'm not ready. Right, Give me another one.
Well, that's my gay sex from this week.
That does sound fun. Like, jokes aside, I do think that is
I had
pretty sexy.
What the thing on a personal level, what the vacation taught me was that I thought I was in a period of being super stressed out. And what I realized was I need to make major lifestyle changes. The way that my body and mind felt during that time, I was like, oh, you're not okay. Like, and you haven't been okay in a while. And like you, mm-hmm. and I hate to say this, but like, I say this every time, I am completely independent. Like, please, patreon.com/WHGS. I know people have the concept that this is a huge podcast, but we're really not. We're not doing 3-employee level ads. Like, that's not even anywhere. We're not even doing Ashley by herself on the podcast level ads. So if you can, I'm really trying to expand. I'm trying to have work-life balance. And do I sound like I'm begging? I don't want to sound like I'm begging.
Well, yeah, you do, but I mean, I understand why.
I feel like you need to beg a little bit. Like, yeah, please, I get need it. You know,
I hope it's just like education for what we're doing here. Like, the gay content just doesn't get the dollars the way the straight content of a similar size would, because of the restrictions and because of how advertisers work and, like, you know, all kinds of stuff. The constant banning, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's, I don't, maybe I'll have Alex cut this. I'm going to mark this right here. I think that's
good.
I feel like you got to pitch yourself. It's life is a pitch meeting. Just keep pitching.
Oh, amen. That's very nice. Do you have a Patreon, Bree?
Yeah, patreon.com/IcanExplainPodcast.
Well, now I feel stupid because you barely put anything into that. But that's my gay sex from this week. Listener, don't miss me when I'm in your city. I'm touring 25 cities this year, and the best way to hear about it is via one text or email a year from me, ashleygavin.com. You can go sign up, and it enters you to win free tickets or even dinner with me anywhere in the U.S. as long as you are over 18 and in the continental U.S. I have an international mailing list, too, for when I start touring Canada and Europe and Australia and stuff like that. ashleygavin.com.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Erica, did you have gay sex this week?
I did have gay sex this week. Mine actually goes hand in hand with the vacation.
Oh.
So, yeah. So pretty much, like, I feel like usually during, like, peak training, sex and, like, school year sex is so different than the vacation sex I usually have, because it's, like, I'm, like, cracking in places that I shouldn't be cracking. So I'll be going, I'm like, oh, God, my shoulder. Like, I can't hold myself up anymore.
That's like, so funny, because I feel like people usually would envision athletes being like, they're so athletic and strong. Really, you're like, ow, my back.
No, literally. I'm like, I need to lay down. You need to go on top. Like, I can't do this.
Athletes are actually horrible in bed because they just want to lay there. They're like, please, you're going to have to take over. Day.
I'm on so many muscle relaxants. All you can do is lay here.
You want me to finger you? It was arm day today. Are you crazy?
Exactly.
That's true. But it's, yeah, like, it'll just be, like, peak training. I think, like, I'll be holding myself up and I'll be like, oh my God, like, my shoulder's cramping. So it has been nice to be able to be in Laguna and, you know, be able to hold myself up. That's been a process in and of itself that I'm proud of. And it's a slight goal. The bar is on the ground, but I feel like I've done a pretty good job. I'm like, wow, I can actually have sex now, which is great.
Is your girlfriend noticing? Is your girlfriend giving you any silver medals for?
No, no silver medals, but she's like, wow, like you're actually doing it. Like, you're holding yourself up.
You're actually doing something. This is amazing. Wow.
I came that time.
Oh my God. So are you like top energy now? Because you're like, okay, finally I can deliver.
Yeah, now I can. I actually have the fuel. So I'm like, ooh, watch out. I'm not a very macho person to begin with, but
That's interesting. Do you, and kind of going back to what we were talking about at the beginning, do you feel like, I mean, you're young. I didn't realize how young you are. I don't know why I didn't think of that, because all athletes are five. It's sort of a big deal, actually, that all athletes are five.
Because your body can only last so long, as you were just saying. Like, you're putting your body through so much. Like, by the time you're 30, it's like, forget it. You can't even walk down the street.
You know what's embarrassing about that is, like, what's the explanation to my hip problem? Because I only started working out like 3 years ago.
Those couple steps on and off stage, I tell you, they'll get you.
Okay, to be fair, I do stand for a really long period of time.
That's true.
This is true.
It's 2 hours of standing almost every night.
The bar, Erica, here is standing, that we stand sometimes.
What if I started doing, like, you know how you can have a walking desk? You have like a walking stand-up set. I'm like on a treadmill, like doing my...
You're like, time is tight.
We're all athletes here, Erica, is what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You're amongst colleagues here.
What I was saying before is, you're a little young, so maybe this question is early, because when did you come out?
I came out when I was 16.
Okay, wow, early in your life. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Do your parents take it well?
Yeah, yeah, they just knew. It just made sense.
She wants to be a professional swimmer.
Yeah, yeah. It just clicked. They're like, that the Maya Mitchell posters and the Fifth Harmony posters in your room, it makes sense.
That's so funny, because I was putting up posters of boys in my room to try and cover up the scent, which is weird because I'm so gay. But what
scent in particular?
You know, just the tweenage pussy that I was getting in my room. Just all that lady cum.
I hate what this has become.
You did it. You did that joke.
I know. I know I did it. I know. I want to apologize to the listeners, including the birders, for that.
I don't want to apologize, because I did have sex for the first time when I was 16 15. And I'm proud of that. And I don't know if that's tween. Yep. Is that tween? Tween is like 14, ends at 14, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck tween is.
Listener. Right in. Let's make us sound as creepy as possible. At what age specifically does tween end?
This is a bad idea.
Tween ends when you leave middle school. So like 13.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
See, here we don't have middle school, so I have no concept of that.
That I think is wrong. That's a Canadian thing I think is wrong.
You need a middle school. You need a middle school years.
It's too much of a difference in age and what people are doing and what people are into. Like, the fact that in grade 8, you're also with grade 12s. Like, I think I was like 12, and then there's like 17-year-olds. It's just so weird.
It's too big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Eric, so you came out early. Did you feel ever like, because you were an athlete, well, first of all, do you date other athletes? Do you do the D1 dating thing?
Yeah. Earlier, like before I got to UT, I was dating swimmers just because it was easier, because like they knew where I'd go when I go to bed at 8 p.m. And like if I was gone for 4 hour increments a day, because like you train from 5:30 to 7:30, nap all day, train from like 2 to 4, and then go to weights. So you're pretty much training all day. And so,
Ash can relate. She stands for 2 hours
a
day.
So 2 hours a day. Not every day.
She gets it.
But
it's, you know, it's the hustle. And so it is the grind. Don't quit. But it was nice to date like swimmers just because they knew what it was. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like sometimes they know too much about your life. And I kind of started to veer away from that. So my girlfriend now, currently, we've been dating for 9 months. Nothing to do with sports. She's totally on like mechanical engineering pre-med side of school, and her orgs. Yeah, far, 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 far away from swim, and I love it.
Yeah.
So, did you think when you guys met, do you think that she had expectations or thoughts about, do you think that the athlete thing and the gay thing mm-hmm. ever got kind of confused? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you consider yourself like a toppy person?
No, she claims that she got me confused. I thought I was a bottom when I first started dating her. And she was like, I don't think you're a bottom. You might be a top, babe. And so that it my world was shifted.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're not a bottom. You're just tired. You're not a bottom.
Yes.
You're just sore.
Yeah.
That's so true. Because now you're in your calm, relaxed environment and your truth has come out.
Yeah. We've learned. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so now that you're, you know, it's funny because now you're dating someone who mechanical engineering.
Yeah. Mechanical engineering and pre-med.
So that's good, because the swimming mm-hmm. career, what do you do when you're done other than mooch off this girl's future job in tech?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I really fumbled the bag by wanting to be a filmmaker. So my major is radio, television, film.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's
cool. That's awesome, though. That's so cool.
I want a creative screenplay write for like narrative film. That's the big game plan.
It's the hardest thing possible. This is have really chosen two very difficult career paths.
Yeah, yes. I really just wanted to be like, what is the most hardest thing to do? I'm going to do that in both aspects.
Are you a Hannah Burner fan?
Not a big Hannah Burner fan, no.
Oh, you should. She's great. She's done the podcast a few times. She's a comedian, but she was basically a pro tennis player for a minute. She's an amazing, amazing person. I love her. So a friend of mine, I should introduce you to her. She is not gay. But now she's, you know, really doing it in comedy. So I had one other, like, related to the, like, this scheduling. Do you feel like now that you're, I mean, maybe this is like too personal for me, but like, now do you feel like you're out of the swim world? When do you decide you're done with that and move into looking at the film? Because I think that's got to be a really hard decision.
My set date, I'm going to go until 2024, go for one more Olympics. Like, my body is going to be capped out by age 24.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to call it. Like, I hurt my shoulder at a swim event literally like a few months ago where it was open water. So you're like in the ocean. And you're swimming.
Why are you doing that?
Why would anyone do that?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's
let's stop doing that. Let's pull it back on the open water.
Yeah, it's a 10K. It's a two and a half hour race. And the waves are really big. And I like full on hit my shoulder. And my shoulder went out.
2.5 hours? As long as I'm standing? That's how long you have to swim?
Yeah, so the longest race I've done is a 25K. That was a 5.5 hour race.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, insane. I've done a 25K.
Do you think it helps you go down on women? Because I would imagine that to some degree you can hold your breath for a really long time. And sometimes with certain women, that actually really is important.
It's yes, that's true. A skill. And it's also like I have stamina. I just cannot hold myself up is the core issue.
As long as I'm propped up somewhere.
As long as I'm at a 90 degree angle, I'm moving.
I have a question. Do you, because you're so one with the water, do you like having sex in the water?
No, I think it's an opposite thing of like, we are in the water.
She's not Moana.
I thought that maybe, you know, that's your like comfortable place. You have the buoyancy of the water. You're, you know.
No, see, I think one thing you learn is like.
She's not a mermaid. This isn't, what is that movie with the monster? This isn't a fuck. Someone give me the reference. You know, the fish monster, the woman fucking monster.
What?
Oh, the listeners are so mad right now. They're so
screaming about it.
We got to look it up.
Oscar nominated. It won the movie. It won the Oscars.
Shape of Water. Shape of Water. Yeah. Alex, cut and rearrange, but don't cut and rearrange. This isn't a Shape of Water situation where her girlfriend went out to the sea. Found this lesbian, this swimming lesbian, comes out all murky from her 5-hour swim, covered in like seaweed and a silver
open
medal
water.
From the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I want to watch that film though. Sounds great.
Yeah, you're like, sign me up. Someone
write that one, Erica.
Yeah. But I think like one thing you learn about being in like swim is like the water is disgusting. Cause like we're not allowed to like get out and go to like take a pee break in the middle of practice. So you just pee in the water. Like that's such a normal thing.
Everyone's peeing in the pool. It's like
everyone's peeing in the pool.
This is like a whole new, no one is talking about this.
I don't think you understand. Like even in the Olympic pool, like all of us have peed in the Olympic pool. Every single one of us.
So there's so much piss play going on at the Olympics is what you're trying to tell me.
For sure.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's so funny. That's so funny. The idea that someone swimming next to Michael Phelps feels a little bit of warmth and gets hard immediately. I guess part of it also is that when you're, have you ever had to pee in the middle of a race?
No. At that point, you're like in like too much like shock and adrenaline's moving too fast. Like you do not have to pee during your race. But like
maybe during the 5 hour race.
Oh yeah, you're peeing during the 5 hour race. Open water, you're peeing. But like in the pool, it's a 15 minute race. You're not peeing during your race, but like warm up, warm down, you're definitely peeing.
What about like right before the race when they all dip in to get wet? They say it's to get your suit wet, but they're actually just peeing in the pool.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
Well, like if I, you know how like right before your race, people like go, there's like a special warm up room where they jump in and jump out.
I thought that was in the actual pool.
Oh, for backstroke when you like jump in and then you start? If it's like race time, you're not peeing. But if it's like 30 minutes before your race or like directly after your race,
so
you're peeing.
Wait, what's happening where you see a swimmer plop into the water right before the, and then they get back out? What is that?
They don't get back out.
I'm just making this up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
If it's backstroke, which is like the one where you start in the water, they'll jump in and like get like on the ledge and then they
I'm
push
being
off
gaslit. What? Not actually being gaslit, but like something happens. Wait, hold on. I'm going to Google it.
What? Like they just get in the water just to like get wet? Maybe they're just jumping in to take a quick pee. That's where everyone goes.
You splash yourself, but like if you're behind the blocks, you're not jumping in. Unless you're doing backstroke.
I mean, I'm not denying you. You have to be right. I'm wondering what I'm thinking of.
Maybe yeah, what are you seeing?
Maybe it's a different room. Maybe it is a different pool and it like an NBC is just milking every possible moment of this entire ratings experience and they're showing the warm up or something.
Do you mean like the splash or do they fully jump in?
I thought they were fully jumping in, but maybe they're just splashing. Listener, write in. What am I thinking of?
Nobody knows. Not a single soul
like I
has
said,
any clue.
The swimming lesbian community is so niche. The swimming lesbian. So I think maybe one person would write in, like a singular person would be like, "Oh,
people write in about a lot of shit that I thought no one's gonna write in about this." I got a lot of Katie Rosenthal haiku this week.
My DMs have so many birders pissed off. People here are serious about the things you say. Let me tell you.
Yeah, no, on podcasts, people take it because. They get you once a week, but it's such an intimate experience. And it truly is an intimate experience, but they forget about the other 23 hours and 6 days of the week where I might have been talking to a friend like being like, ah, the birding thing might have been a little harsh. Whoopsie. And then we, you know what I mean? They forget about, I was just mad, you know, so they don't hear what. Yeah. But we love you. We love everybody here. We love the people who pee in the pool for fun. We love the people who pee in the pool sexually. We love the birders. We love everybody. Erica, that was great gay sex. And the pee revelation is amazing.
It's game changing.
I think we might have to call this episode Erica and the pee revelation.
Or Erica pees in the pool.
That,
Erica
that works
pees
too.
In the pool. That's
I do. Let that be known.
Can we go to Bree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Brie, did you have gay sex this week?
I did, but I want to talk to you about a little follow-up because my sister had her baby.
I said nothing about it. We got onto this call. I didn't say a fucking word, and I knew the
whole
time. And I'm so happy for you because I have been watching all of your stories about your sister, and me and my sister are really, really close. So I know I would have been doing the exact same thing. And my sister, like yours, is straight. But she doesn't want to have a baby. So I'm a little actually a little bit bummed about that.
So you're living through me with the...
I'm living through you, yeah.
You're gaunt. You're a gay aunt
I'm
now.
So excited about it, Erica. I can't even explain to you. Like, it's borderline obsessive at this point, how excited I am. Like, Ash has seen this unfold. But I was literally, okay, so my sister, her due date was in like another 3 and a bit weeks. Okay. So we did not think in any way that she was going to be having a baby this past week. And this past week happened to be Vancouver Pride. So
the baby's gay. The baby is gay.
That is a gay sure. baby.
I was already going to try and make sure that the baby was gay, like bring over gay books, like gay podcasts, constantly playing like white noise in the background just to like infiltrate. The gay agenda is strong
Some
from the jump.
Some people do call this podcast white noise, especially when Erica is on, and she is definitely just totally white, as she said.
Like we said, totally white.
Noise. I can't. So... the expectation was not there that my sister was going to be having this baby. And we go pretty hard for Vancouver Pride. There's so many different events, particularly events that are centered around queer women, non-binary folks. Like, it's a really great space for people that are looking for spaces outside of just like cis, gay, male spaces. So it's a lot of fun. Everyone really looks forward to it. And like, we have our whole schedule set. So anyways, Saturday I'm at an event. And I see that my mom's calling me. And immediately when I saw that my mom was calling me, I was like, oh my gosh, my sister's having her baby. Because my mom knows when Vancouver Pride's going on, I'm basically on vacation. Like, no one needs to call me.
Your mom's
like,
I'm an ally. That's
I'm
so
off the grid.
Sweet.
Yes.
That is, she's on it.
Yeah. So she called and she was like, Brooke thinks her water just broke. And I was like, oh my God. I am literally in a parking lot with porta potties.
Just broken. Was she in the pool and not sure?
Well, she thought she might have been peeing her pants. And apparently this is like a very common thing. You're not sure if your water broke or if you just like pissed yourself. So, and they tell you to lay down. And if it stops when you lay down, then you're not peeing, your water broke, because when you stand back up, if it starts coming out again, it's because of gravity, not because you're peeing.
I feel like I know what peeing feels like.
You'd think, but I mean, I thought that too, but then now after like hearing so many pregnant women say that they relate to that, I was like, I guess this is just a thing that I think everything gets so like all over the map down there that you don't really know what the fuck's going on anymore. I mean, your organs are rearranged.
Yeah, that is, I have so much respect for people who have gone through pregnancy.
Yeah,
like it is,
it's wild.
It is
it's crazy
fucked up what happens to you. It's not we need to find
it's
a
not
way.
I agree.
we need to talk about that. That's not okay.
It's inappropriate.
I totally agree. So I get this call and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, like, what do? I talked to my sister on FaceTime. She's like, okay, I am at the hospital. They've confirmed my water's broke. But I don't think it's going to be for like another like 10 hours. At this point, it's like 6 o'clock. So she's like, it's probably going to be sometime early morning. So don't worry about it. Like, have fun. And then like, I'll see you tomorrow kind of thing. Like, okay. So obviously I'm checking in. I'm checking my phone, all this stuff. And we go to this next event, which is a drag show at... another queer space. And we go in and I'm watching these performers, and one of my favorite drag performer comes on, and they're a non-binary drag performer, Rose Butch. Look them up on Instagram. They're incredible. Rose.butch. Right?
Yeah,
and they're just super talented and cool and awesome and just a great person. Anyways, so I'm so excited to see their performance because they always just nail it. And they come on stage. And like, you can't make this fucking shit up. They come on stage and their performance is them birthing. Like, they come on stage pregnant and they're birthing a giant balloon that then they pop into the trans colors, and their whole like performance
is
about
trans.
A birth.
The kid is
trans. And I was like, I was watching this and I was like, oh my gosh, how wild is this that I'm watching a drag performer like give birth on stage? I look down at my phone right after the performance ends, and it's a text from my dad saying, Brooke just gave birth. And I'm not kidding.
And you're like, I know, I saw the whole thing. It was beautiful.
It was the bit, like, it was a fever dream. I'm like, what is happening right now? Keep in mind, I've been drinking all day in the sun. So I'm also drunk at this point.
You're actually not sure what part of this is real or not real. You're like, am I seeing a drag performance right now? Was that a balloon? Was that a baby? What is going
on? Seriously, I'm pinching myself. I'm like, did I just witness the birth of my, like, sister's baby in some weird, like, universe, like, subplot way? Like, I was so confused. I literally started crying immediately because I was so excited.
Yeah.
And I ran out of the bar just sobbing my eyes out. And I was like, and as I was running out of the bar, the next drag performer had come on stage and was lip syncing to techno music, like just the sounds of the electronic dance music. And I was like, the contrast here is alarming. Like, also, I'm out at 1 a.m. at like some warehouse.
It's at that point where you're like, my sister did not give birth. I am fully hallucinating.
Yeah.
No, literally, I'm questioning my existence at this point. I'm like, what is going on? Meanwhile, my sister is like delivering my parents' grandchild into this world. And I'm like, hold on. I'm just at a warehouse in the middle of nowhere watching a drag performer give birth to a balloon.
We are delinquents. We are delinquents. Everyone's like, gay people are disgusting. And we're like, actually, yeah.
I'm not true. I'm like, that's such a fair assessment. Yeah. So it was quite the contrast of just lifestyles going on, but in a weird way, also just like felt very connective to what was going on.
Parallels while being polar opposite.
Exactly. So it was just a wild experience. So anyways, then the next morning I got to meet this like perfect, beautiful creature that is my sister's baby named Blake. And my sister's healthy, everyone's healthy, baby's healthy. So it was very exciting. But it was pretty hilarious that of course it happened during Pride weekend while I was watching a drag performer give birth to a balloon.
So at this moment in time right now,
yeah.
Does Blake have a sex?
Yes. Yes. So as of now, she's her female until further notice, unless we hear otherwise.
Blake comes out as a balloon.
You're like, yep, that makes sense. I saw this one coming.
I'm using pop's pronouns. I'm using helium. My name's helium now, and I'm.
Oh my god, that is so funny. No, it was wild. I was like, of all the drag performances I've ever seen, what are the fucking odds that while my sister is quite literally giving birth, like, I wish I had the exact timestamps because I want to know like how far off the balloon was birthed from Blake. I want to know like how many minutes differing that experience,
because we have Blake.
We have Blake, so I've got to look back.
The performer taped the performance, so I'm assuming.
I'm going to be like, I need a timestamp.
DM Rose Butch. Everyone, DM listener, yes. Write into Rose Butch. Ask for the exact timestamp of the moment that the balloon crowned.
Yes.
And
at rose.butch. Just right. Say, Brianne sent me here and we need some information about the balloon birth. They will be afraid, but they will understand.
Oh my god, I love it. Is Rose Butch very popular?
Yes, very popular. I would say like one of the most popular drag performers in the Vancouver area. They're incredibly talented. So like, jokes aside, you should just go follow and watch what they do because I think they've got big things coming. But first ask them for the timestamp of their balloon birthing. So
and
that
jokes
we can
not aside,
figure
because
this
they
out.
Are big, we're gonna need a lot of DMs in there to get attention. So go ahead and really just
blow
slide
it up.
In. Well, this was a wonderful episode. I had a lot of fun. And I
this
learned
is
a
so
lot.
Fun.
I learned a ton about peeing good. In the pool.
Mm-hmm. I feel
and
better
swimming.
About the fact that I pee in the pool now.
I feel better about the fact that I pee in the pool. We can now all come out. We can finally be like, listen, I'm an athlete.
Come out as athlete. Pool peers.
I'm at an all-inclusive resort in like Mexico. I've taken 10 steps total in 3 days. I'm like, listen, I'm an athlete.
Listen, I stood for 2 hours last night. I gotta pee in this pool. I'm tired.
Yeah,
I can't
man.
Finger my girlfriend properly unless I pee in this pool. All right. Well, let's do butt plugs, as we call them. Erica, you're going to be a filmmaker, so you really actually quite need the, if you were, you know, not just an athlete, but if athletics was the long-term thing, I don't think
just
it would
an Olympic athlete.
It matters that you're the best at what you do, but in our stupid field, you actually need followers and supporters and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because this industry is backwards and it's not based on talent. So where can people find you and what are you working on?
Yeah, so right now I'm just going to school, being a student, not doing much. I'm working with Team Speedo, creating a few pride campaigns there, filming some commercials and stuff for them. And you can see those at erica.sully on Instagram. That's my big one.
Awesome. And thank you so much. Brie, anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, because I might not be back for a while. Oh,
I know. I'm a little sad.
This was such a fun,
chaotic day to end the Breezin' on.
No, and thank you to all your listeners. They are truly amazing. And you can check out my other podcast at I Can Explain Podcast. And you can find me everywhere at Breanne Williamson.
And Bree's the best. And, you know, tour, sign up for the text list, patreon.com/WHGS bonus episodes, and to really push this to the next level. I really want to put out a comedy special for you guys. And so that's what we're really focusing on right now. Okay. We have 15 minutes till the next recording, so we're going to go. Bye. Thank you for listening. One more time, we're moving into a dedicated studio. We are producing a special. We're producing more YouTube content, and we're getting that bonus content ramped up for you guys. So if you haven't decided to donate, now is the time. We have a sale on the annual subscriptions, patreon.com/WHGS, and please check out my tour dates. And if you have been donating, thank you so much. I really couldn't do this without you. Truly, I love you so much. Gay thought! What are the events at the bottom Olympics? If you were a bottom, an Olympic level bottom, what are you winning your gold medal for? Is it the, is it powerlifting? Is it the clean and jerk? Is it getting that deep squat on? Is it that little, the coxswain in rowing? Are you just cheering on your top to keep pounding to the beat of your drum, you little bottom? Right in! Tell me about the bottom Olympics, bottom nation. I hope you have a really great week. This week, I know I've been feeling pretty good, and a lot of that is because of you guys and the nice things that you say and our little special parasocial relationship. I love hearing from you, and I hope if things are going well for you, I hope they stay good, and if not, I hope they get better.